Joining me for the last school edition of Our Town for this year is Amy Flora and Andy Griskowiak. They are here to talk about a couple different things. One is something we've been doing for the last few months, and that's the Student of the Month. And who wants to jump in here this morning?
I'll go ahead and jump in this morning. So we are honored to have some May Students of the Month here at the elementary school. And in kindergarten, we have Dakota, Sterling, Leah, and Ace. In first grade, we have Melody, Davina, Timberly, and Lily. In second grade, we have Fernando, Amara, Ryder, and Allison. We also have some other Students of the Month that are in various classes, Devontae, Jackson, and Izzy. In third grade, we have Nyla, Cody, Daciana, and Easton. In fourth grade, we have Sierra, Ariana, Gabby, and Jasmine. And in fifth grade, we have Harley, Trendle, and Leland. So each month, we focus on a different character trait, and this month of May was resilience. So we talk about those things, and these are the kids that exhibited those character traits.
Which is really funny, because I was just going to ask you, what is the criteria for becoming a Student of the Month? So that's pretty cool. Resilience. That's always a good character.
Yes,
trait.
It is.
Yes. How about for some of the upper class?
For middle school, in the sixth grade core, we've got three students, Lennox Jones, McKenna Jones, and Afton Linton. In the seventh grade core group, we've got Mason Goss, Avalyn Hewlett, Hannah Richard, and Jasmine Krause. In the 8th grade core, we've got Rayleigh Dasher, Ace Naylor, and J.D. Biggs, and Allison Cooklin. And in support and electives, we've got Zachary Taylor, Alaria Mendola, Terrence Masterman, Kaylin Austin, Anna Fleming, Sapphire Stone, and Ayana Lujan. And that's our middle school Vikings of the Month. Now, for the high school, we got a little bit bigger list.
Of course.
And so in career tech area, we've got Garrett Parker and Bruno Munoz-Rockin. The electives, Dannon Lacouture, Nix Harkleroad, Owen Burt, and Alex Goss. Language arts, Zoe Carter-Kemp, Bo Campbell, Desi Tapua, Jimmy Allen, Yaya Edwards, and Ian Sissel. I say Ian because that's our nurse. But Ian Sissel. And then mathematics, Heidi Holmes, Carlos Munoz, Morgan Mendiola, Ava Bornino, Maya Smith, and Nick Shelton. Health and phys ed, Jacob Rose. Science, Jared Goodman, Mia Snyder, Abby Jones, and Yaya Edwards. Social studies, Kyle Hughes, Zayla Stinger, Daniela Hernandez, and Wade Richmond. Student support areas, Macy McNeil, Ariana Shepard, Eduardo Palayo, Hunter Peterson, Jake Blankenship, and Aiden Markle. And in the support staff area, Kyle Hughes, Nick Shelton, and Jack Marmon.
That's quite a list there.
Yeah, it is. And so all of these are up and posted on each school's website as well as the district website for the master list.
So one of the things that came out of, one of the positive things that came out of COVID, I guess if you could say that, was the broadcasting of graduation.
Yes.
And that's something that is ongoing now. Tell me a little bit about that.
So, yes, we'll have graduation Friday, June 9th, 7 p.m., and we'll have that broadcast up on the school website. It'll be up on YouTube, but we'll also have Bob Sneddon and Chuck Johnson from the high school doing the audio airplay on KCST again.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We like doing that. That's
and again, it's nice for family members and other people in the community that can't get to the gym and see it. So it's easy to be worldwide live with Siusa High School graduation 2023.
And that kind of helped too with the sports thing. We had a lot of people with grandkids, their grandparents were down in California or somewhere else, so we got to do all
it's
of
a, this. Yeah, it's an easy way to keep contact with everybody and see all the events.
Yeah. All right, what else do we have on the agenda, Amy?
Well, the elementary does have a few things. Next week on Thursday, June 8th, our 4th and 5th grade band and choir students are going to be showcased at the Florence Event Center at 7 p.m. So if you're interested in checking that out, our music teacher, Amanda Sarles, has put together an after-school club, and they are going to have a chance to show their stuff. So we're really excited about that coming up.
Awesome.
Also, we are offering a summer school enrichment program for our students. And the deadline for that registration is June 9th. But summer school will begin, on Tuesday, June 27th through July 20th. And this is a Monday through Thursday program for half a day for students, breakfast and lunch provided. And we have a various number of student staff who are going to be there to support that enrichment program over the summer. So very excited about that. And Mrs. Keppel.
How large is that usually? How many students participate?
I think last year we had around 100 students who participated, and it's a great way to do some enrichment around. We're focusing on our STEAM, so just doing some cross-curricular things and giving them an opportunity to do some hands-on science, math, reading, project-based learning.
I always used to love those hands-on science projects.
Right. We're also,
we made a lot of sulfur balls and
the fun stuff.
Yeah. We're also encouraging families out there, if they have any kids who are of age, to register for kindergarten, to do pre-enrollment, to stop by the school and do some pre-enrollment. We did have a kinder kickoff, which we had a lot of parents come in, which was great. But we do have some resources on our school district website and Facebook about some online learning for incoming kindergarten students for kindergarten readiness called the KITS program that they can do at home. So we're hoping that families will jump on board to make sure their kids are ready to go in the fall.
Is there an advantage to signing up early for kindergarten, or is it just so everyone can know how much staff and everything they're
going to do? Yeah, it just really helps us prepare the best we can for the incoming students for staffing and just supports and resources. Yes.
Okay. Well, and again, too, with kindergarten, that's their first time registration. So that's really that first time where, again, it's all the paperwork, wet signatures, all those things that you really need for registration. So it's that first time that people come in and it's all the records, all the stuff. And so it's easier to come into the office, touch base with the secretaries. And that way, if there's any running around, if you can do it now at the end of the year, it's easier than trying to do it all in August.
I remember some of that last minute crunch and getting the kids ready, going, where's the vaccination record? Where's this? Where's that?
You know? And again, a lot of the records have been simplified over the years, but it's easier to do it now. And if you got to come in and stop back and find something at home, it's easier to do it now than worrying about it on August 31st.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Yeah.
What else is going on?
Well, again, we're speeding towards the end of the year.
Yes.
And so, again, June 15th will be our last day for students in the buildings. That's the last day for most of our classified staff, our building aides, food service. And then June 16th is last day for teachers. It's grading day for second semester. And then we prep for summer programs. And then our maintenance and custodial staff get to work on maintenance, repair, and deep clean for school year 23-24. We roll right along.
So with the summer program, what percentage of staff is allocated for that?
We've got about 8 teachers and another 8 aides that take care of that, because we have the elementary program, and then we've got 5 or 6 additional teachers that cover middle school, high school. And the high school is more credit recovery, finishing up extra credits for kids at the high school.
Do you have many students that graduate early that do that? I know that was kind of a thing when I was growing up. We had several people in my class that graduated a semester, couple of them a full year early.
It's not so much graduating early. It's kids that are short on credits that need to get back on track. So it's not really graduating.
So nobody uses summer school to get ahead.
No, it's again, to make sure that they don't have to go beyond 4 years.
Right. The 5-year program, right?
No, yeah. And high school should take as long as it takes based on your ability, but to avoid that fifth year, that's where the extra summer term comes in.
Yeah, I was never much into summer school.
Right. No.
All right. Anything else that we want to cover?
Or is No, I think we're in good shape. Appreciate it, George. Thank you.
All right. Andy Griscoek, Amy Flora, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Next hour, we'll talk with Dr. Heather MacArthur and Jason Hawkins at Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center. Also, Russ Pearson will be with us from Lane Community College.